Jonathan Richman has been writing music, recording, and touring for most of his life, gathering the loyalty of fans and fellow artists with his warmth, humor, and insightful lyrics. In the early 1970s, he formed The Modern Lovers, a major originator of punk music. He and drummer Tommy Larkins have played El Paso on several occasions, and they'll be back to play at Lowbrow on Friday, February 17th. Today, I am honored to talk to Jonathan Richman. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. We had so much fun. I specifically said we want to play the Lowbrow again because the way the room was set up in the audience, me and Tommy, the drummer, had a terrific time over there.
And I'll tell you, I was in that audience. Every time you come to El Paso, which, I mean, hasn't been often, but, you know, hopefully we'll get you back more and more. It was wonderful to see you and Tommy in that space. It looked like you were having a blast.
Yeah. You know, it was just the whole way that whole nightclub felt. It had that Mediterranean vibe to it. Anyway, it was fun. And I, who searched for a chance to sing in Spanish, any excuse will do. Volverá a buscar calor del nido que dejaste en el olvido. Nuevamente volverá.
Jonathan, ¿y tú hablas español o te gusta cantar?
Sí, puedo comunicar más o menos, no como profesor. Es que voy a hacer muchos errores gramáticamente, pero sí entiende, ¿no?
Of course, and it sounds like you're having fun doing it, too.
Eso.
What is it about singing in Spanish in particular for you?
It really is something. I don't know exactly what. I got a lot of friends por la frontera. I got friends in McAllen and Harlingen. I mean, like, real close friends in Harlingen and McAllen, too. And they introduced me years ago. I got into Pedro Infante and to everybody. But also, I've played in Spain a whole bunch, and there's something about that language. I wanted to start to sing a few verses in Spanish. This was a long time ago. There was a slow song I wanted to put over, but I figured I wanted to try a few verses in Spanish so that they'd understand it. And this guy helped me do that. And once I started getting a few verses going, I went, wow, when I sing in Spanish, I'm a different singer than when I am in English. Different emociones se vienen realmente, y así puedo comunicar de manera diversa, tal como en inglés, y así es.
And what is your opinion of about our border and our frontera, since you're very familiar?
I went to this great place right on the Rio Grande border outside of Brownsville, this beautiful house. It had been a church, part of the mission system, I think, at one time, and it was just this beautiful, friendly place by the border. This would have been about mid-1990s. I don't know what's still there. I don't know much about politics, but I do know that it's beautiful to... I think it could be friendly. You know, of course, there are people who are desperate, but there are also... There's a lot of room for friendliness in the border, is what I think.
It's true. It's a fun place. It's a great...
Mysterious and exciting, and it's a thing to be honored. You know, it's this cultural crossroads. It's a door, you know, between two ways of living, you know? I'm for cooperation.
I hear you.
And I'm not for fear. I don't think there's any need for it.
Oh, there's nothing to be afraid of on the border.
That's how, I mean, obviously there's crime, but there's crime all over the place. But, you know, I have no official opinion. I just say I like it down there.
So you and Tommy have been on the road a lot together. I was just kind of thinking to myself, do you ever run out of things to talk about, or what do y'all talk about?
Yeah, all the time. When we're in the middle of Utah from there in Nebraska, there's no conversation. We've been on Highway 10 and Highway 80 so many times, three or four times a year for the last 23 years. You bet we run out of things to talk about. So you know what we do? We shut up.
That's it. Just stare at each other silently?
No, stare at the road. Someone's got to drive.
Oh, that's right. But it's a comfortable silence.
It's fine. Yeah, like it's fine. One guy sleeps and the other guy drives.
Can I ask you what kind of music you listen to?
Yes. I've been listening to a lot of music. I listen to music from Italy, from Spain, from Mexico. That song I was singing you was part of Pedro Infante's repertoire. I listen to music of the flamencos down there in southern Spain, to French music. At a yard sale about 10 years ago, we were walking by, and there was this record for a dollar, Oscar Levant playing piano, and he was playing his favorite classical pieces on the piano, and one of them was one by Debussy. And I went, whoa, where has this been all my life? So I've been listening to a lot of Debussy recently. Debussy, Ravel, Manuel de Falla, the Spanish composer of the early part of the previous century. Do you know anything about his stuff?
Well, I know we play a lot of classical music here on KTEP, and I know that the other DJs on here definitely know it because our audience calls for it.
Do you know the film El Amor Brujo?
I do not.
Okay. It was a Carlos Saura film, and the music was the work of Manuel de Falla. It was an opera in Spain in the 1920s. Check it out.
I will.
It's so exciting.
What about music that you were listening to in your teens and 20s? Do you still listen to any of that stuff today or any influences that have stuck with you?
Yeah, I still listen to the Velvet Underground. I still listen to the Love and Spoonful. I'm still getting stuff out of lots of that thing. Yeah, I listen to rhythm and blues. I listen to just lots of stuff. You know, John the Hooker. I listen to a lot of stuff.
Now, to see you live is really to see somebody be completely free. How do you do that?
It's because I was never afraid of crowds. When I was a little kid, I was obnoxious. I was not shy. I was more afraid of not being on stage than of being on stage.
So what about when you're not on stage then?
So I don't have stage fright. That's one of the reasons we don't play too loud, because I'm not afraid.
No, that's true. I mean, you're naked up there.
Which is how I like it. I'm just comfortable. So it's fun, because that's where the fun is. If you're having a conversation with someone, it's more fun when it's intimate.
And you actually get to listen and see how they react, no?
Yeah, yeah. And when you take chances, if you know someone a little bit, then you say, well, I wonder how they feel about this. Well, this might be a kind of a scary topic, but let's try it. I sort of like to be like that with the audience, you know?
And, I guess so. I was going to ask, you're like that with people you don't know, but you're constantly with people you don't know.
That's right. Pero mistakes, no me asusta errores, porque a qué venimos sino a fracasar, a qué venimos sino a caer, pero podemos levantarnos, pues.
That's true. What have you learned from your mistakes?
I learn every night from mistakes because we don't use a list. There's a lot of mistakes happening. This is not a show in a pre-programmed sense. This is mistakes are us. In other words, what I'm saying is, like, I'm trying new things every time we play. We don't have a program. We don't know what's coming next. You know, so there's loads of al improvisar.
I hear you. So this show is, you know, about arts and culture, and we have a lot of, you know, artists that listen. And you live your life as an artist. What advice do you give to someone who wants to live their life as an artist?
With me, it wasn't even wanting to live the life of an artist. When I was a teenager, it chose me. I didn't choose it. In other words, I couldn't have done anything else. Once music hit me, I didn't know it was going to hit me like that, but once it did, it was all I could think of. So that question didn't come up for me, if you see what I'm getting at.
I hear you.
Because I had to do it. So I didn't even know whether it would ever be a money-making career. It so happened it was after a while, but I didn't know that it would be. It was just what I had to do. At first, I didn't even think about being a professional. I just figured this is what I do. I would just figured I would always have to have other jobs to make my living. But then all of a sudden, lo and behold, things went a certain way, and it became something that I do.
Well, we're excited that you do that and that you experiment in front of us and that you'll be doing it again here shortly at the Lowbrow.
Yes, hopefully. There are songs that I have not made up yet that you will hear that night.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait.
A good night. A good night for me is when I'm surprised by what we do. My idea of a good night is when I, too, am surprised.
Who's harder to surprise, you or Tommy?
Ooh, he'll sometimes intentionally surprise me. Sometimes there are songs that we know that we do, and there are other songs that we don't know. And the ones that we know, sometimes we'll intentionally screw them up in the sense of we'll wait an extra beat or two before coming in, you know, just to keep the other guy honest. So who's harder to surprise? He doesn't show his surprise much. I'm easier to read That Tommy, he's pretty still over there.
I think it's the glasses. He's wearing those sunglasses.
Even without
you can tell.
It, though, you should see it. He's like that anyway. So.
Well, then I hope we all go out and see the surprises that await us. You'll be playing at Lowbrow on Friday, February 17th.
Yeah, and then the very next night we go to Austin, and that's going to be a drive.
That's a drive. I hope you do. You, what do you listen to on the road? Do you plug into podcasts or something?
No, but there's a radio. Sometimes we just see what's on the radio. We don't even listen to CDs much. Mainly there's just watch, sometimes turn on the radio, but then sometimes just nothing.
And then just drive silently next to each other.
Because this world is a very mysterious, strange place. So it's 3 a.m. and you're on I-10 between, we'll leave after the show, and you know, and we'll be on I-10 and then I-20 going up to Austin. And so this world is very strange and exciting in silence a lot of time.
Well, we can't wait to see you, and I can't thank you enough for talking to us, and we'll invite everybody to see you play at Lowbrow on the 17th. I, for one, will be there, and I know you and Tommy will be too.
Saludos a todos, y nos vemos, y hablamos, y cantamos, y todo.
Nos vemos, Jonathan Richman. Gracias por venir a State of the Arts.
Y a usted. Okay, adiós.
Adiós.